Notícies en xarxa.
Bona nit, són les 10, us parla Adrià Jurado. A les 8 tancaven les urnes a Vilada i la 9 del Berguedà de la consulta sobre la central de la Baells, per si es convertirà en una central reversible. Abans del recompte s'introdueixen els vots anticipats. I ara mateix ja tenim resultats de totes dos municipis. A Vilada hi ha hagut 101 vots a favor de la construcció d'aquesta nova central i 126 en contra. Només un en blanc, 0 nuls, un total de 228 vots emesos i una participació del 58,31%. I a la Nou de Berguedà, 32 vots a favor de la central i 72 en contra, un 66,67% de la participació. En tots els casos ha sigut el doble del llindar del mínim per donar aquesta consulta com a vàlida, encara que independentment d'aquest resultat, la consulta no és vinculant. I Protecció Civil, de cara a demà, ha enviat aquesta tarda una és alert al Solsonès, Berguedà, Ripollès, Alt Empordà, Garrotxa i nord de la Cerdanya, demanant evitar desplaçaments innecessaris i activitats a l'exterior, especialment a cotes mitjanes i altes entre les 8 del matí i les 8 del vespre de demà diumenge, com us dèiem, davant la previsió de fort vent. Precisament l'Ajuntament de Girona suspèn les activitats a l'exterior i tanca parcs i jardins a la mitjanit per aquest avís. També avisa des de Protecció Civil que hi haurà fort onatge, sobretot a tota la zona de la costa de la dels dos Empordàs. I també des de Renfe informen que la circulació de l'R11 entre Figueres i Portbou, de l'R3 entre Vic i Ripoll també, estarà tallada preventivament per aquest avís de fort vent. I ens anem a Llimiana, on els bombers han donat per estabilitzat un incendi originat a primera hora de la tarda i que ha cremat unes 6,5 hectàrees. Passades les 7 hores han donat el foc per estabilitzat i mantenint 18 dotacions terrestres per definir tot el perímetre i rematar l'incendi. I en successos, 4 persones han resultat ferides menys greus en 3 rescats del medi natural avui dissabte. En primer lloc, un home i una dona han resultat ferits menys greus en accidentar-se amb un quad en una zona nevada al Puig Cerverís, a Vilallonga de Ter, en què ha caigut uns 50 metres per un torrent i no podien retornar. I recordem que aquesta nit canvi d'hora, aquesta nit els rellotges s'avançaran una hora, per tant a les dues seran les tres. Tot i que la Comissió Europea volia posar fi a aquests canvis d'hora el 2019, per ara segueixen igual i continuen generant debat entre experts, institucions europees i la ciutadania. I en cultura, la pel·lícula Kingdom, del director polonès Michael Kitschomski, s'ha alçat amb el Premi Talents del Festival d'Autor de Cinema de Barcelona. També el Vol de la Cigonya de Somaya Hidalgo i d'en Jude i Berta Vicente Sales s'han dut el premi Un Impulso Colectivo a la millor pel·lícula. Fins aquí les notícies en xarxa.
Notícies en xarxa.
Ràdio L'Escala.
La xarxa. Necessito desconnectar de tot.
I si en comptes de desconnectar, connectes amb el que realment importa?
I com ho faig?
Amb el Vivi, el festival d'enoturisme on el vi de l'Empordà marida amb el teu benestar. Rutes amb bici, winefulness entre vinyes i la gastronomia més autèntica.
Això és exactament el que em demana el cos.
Doncs tria el teu moment a vivid.costabrava.org.
Patronat de Turisme Costa Brava, Girona. De la Diputació de Girona.
Estimats germans, ens hem juntat a la casa de Déu per donar un miracle, una veracitat. Al punt de ràdio hi ha una innovació, l'hora d'en Joan Joan Be Good.
Is everybody ready?
Yeah! What are we waiting for? What's happening?
DJ. crosses the alley. Caveman to cola's rolling through the valley. Oh, the summer.
Yeah. JJV Good. Obre't orelles. Obre't orelles. Agafa el teu tiquet als caixers electrònics més a prop.
Interfootball, France Football. Une émission du service des sports présentée par Jacques Bandrou.
Football, France Football, présenté en direct du stade de Saint-Ouen, que au Saint-Étienne.
Is everybody ready?
What is it that you want to do?
We want to be free. We want to be free to do what we want to do. And we want to get loaded. And we want to have a good time.
And that's what we're going to do.
We're going to do it. Bienvenido de nuevo a Radio Cineuma. Добро пожаловать на Радио Cineuma.
نرحب مرة أخرى لإظهار أفضل إذاعة.
Willkommen til Borgert Radio Cineuma.
Willkommen zurück zu Radio Cineuma.
The sun is high, I'm surrounded by sand. For as far as my eyes can see, I'm strapped into a rocking chair with a blanket pulled over my knees. I am a stranger to myself, and nobody knows I'm here. When I looked into my face, it wasn't myself I'd see, but who I tried to be. I'm scared of God.
Matt. And hello to you all listeners of Radio Cineola. I sometimes listen to these broadcasts whilst spinning slowly and silently in space.
Now, can you discuss the overall themes on The Search Engine, your new album, and why you felt compelled to express them?
I wanted to make a psychedelic space fiction record, packed with layers of detail, some self-referential, some entirely fictional. I also wanted to bring vocals on board, in the conventional sense, as well as the spoken word that has been a large part of previous DJ Food records. The main theme that emerged was one of discovery, something scientists and astronauts are constantly striving for, and, as a music maker and DJ, I am always searching for music and sound, new and old, as a material with which to shade my thoughts.
What do you feel Henry Flint, the artist, brought to your new project?
Henry is one of the best in his field, in my opinion. He has the ability to nail an image in the most outlandish detail. His inner mind transmits to the page in meticulous form, channeled directly from the psychedelic side of consciousness.
I was told by someone in the know that due to size restrictions, you were only allowed to take along with you one song, one film, one book, and one piece of art to hang on the tiny walls there. Can you tell our listeners what each of these items are and explain why they mean so much to you?
Your sources are correct. Whilst in the wilderness I have sought comfort from a number of earthly treasures, the song I'm playing on permanent repeat up here is O-O-B-B, Out of Body Experience by The Orb. It defied everything an opening track to an eagerly anticipated album should be. As films go, I brought an obvious classic, Ridley Scott's Blade Runner, the director's cut. I can't say much that hasn't already been said, so Vangelis' music and Scott's vision creates an unholy third of you achieve. The book is David Tutt's Oceans of Sound, one of the most inspirational books about music I have ever read. Tutt manages to conjure images of music that has yet to be invented. The piece of art is a compact 30 by 30 centimeter piece called Constructive by Los Angeles-based artist Augustin Kofi. I think he's one of the most incredible artists to emerge in the 21st century. He's an expert draftsman and his work is teeming with detail.
Even from up there, you may have heard the saber rattling and violent threats aimed at yet another Middle Eastern country. What are your thoughts on the current geopolitical situation?
The planet looks small enough to hold in the palm of my hand. It is just so, so sad that more and more people can't make the journey out here and see their worldview is just a tiny part of a much bigger picture. I can only hope that in the age of the internet, the layers of deceit and cover-ups will become more transparent and, as has been happening, leaders will be taken down, one by one, as people take action against the extreme inequality forced upon them. From up here though, America, sadly, seems like a lost cause.
Lastly, I must say, you are incredibly slow at releasing albums. I mean, it's nearly 12 years since Kaleidoscope. Yet, of course, you are still slightly faster than me. Why has it taken you so long, and what have you been doing in the intervening years?
That's very amusing, Matt. Well, as someone famously once said, life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you might miss something.
Thanks, Kev, and good luck on your journey back to Earth. We'll be right back after these messages.
Occupy your mind. Why occupy a public space if you haven't occupied your own mind? Stop the state snooping around inside your mind. Turn off your TV, tear up your newspaper, close your eyes and ears when assaulted by advert propaganda. Spend more time with real friends and less time with virtual friends. Sleep well, work hard, and keep your eyes wide open. This message brought to you by the Occupy Your Mind Foundation.
Decision gonna treat you wrong.
Foundation.
DJ Vigo.